Welcome to Startup Health Now, the weekly webcast that celebrates the healthcare transformers and changemakers reimagining healthcare. My name is Unity Stokes, and today we have a special guest from Finland, Iiro Toivonen, who's the program director of Team Finland Health. We're going to be talking about the digital health landscape in Finland, why it's a hotbed for health innovation. And we're also going to be talking about the Startup Health partnership in Finland and why we are launching Startup Health Finland. Stick around, it's going to be a great show.
It is the duty of leaders to lead, of the creative to create, of the daring to do. The free world expects leadership of us. Its fate and our fate depends upon our leadership. We are industrious, inventive, restless, with the fires that burn within us. But I say that nothing is easy, and the best things are the hardest. And all our troubles, all our immense difficulties, now and in the future, can I say, be solved if we have the will, the courage. The future is to those who take it.
Hey, Iiro. Great to be here. How are you?
Thank you. Very well. Very well. And how are you?
Good. So we're at the Health2O conference here in Santa Clara, and it's really quite impressive. The Finnish delegation, it seems like there's 30 companies, maybe, I don't know, 70 people in the delegation here from Finland.
That's right. This is one of the biggest this kind of project we are doing right now, and we are trying to do this kind of big effect or somewhere. And
well, it's very
we have selected this one.
Mm-hmm. It's very impressive, and I think, you know, I've had the opportunity to visit Finland, and I was very inspired by all of the opportunity there. Maybe if you could just share with the audience why Finland is becoming a hotbed for digital health innovation today and what some of the trends are that you're seeing.
Okay, we all know the drivers, and they are this kind of elderly population and the cost of healthcare, but at the same time this kind of home care and self-care is increasing. And why Finland is right now this kind of unique place is that this kind of because we are quite small country, 5 million people, it is easy to get access to people and access to ecosystems. And we have two different ecosystems as well as you have. We have this pharma industry and we have this kind of health tech industry. And now in this new world, these two industries would like to co-create this kind of solutions for example, having this kind of apps for medicine and drugs and also this kind of genomics will bring this kind of digitalization quite close to pharma source.
That's one of the things I noticed when I was there. I think I don't know what percentage of the country, there's a big biobank there, and I think something like 90% plus have already had their genetic tests done or something?
Yes, and it's not only the biobanks. We have this kind of very, very, very good biobanks. But what we have add-on are this kind of clinical reference data. We have this kind of clinical reference data up to 40 years for
wow.
people.
So there's a historical...
It is historical, but also we have all this kind of drug usage. So we have this kind of, because they are reimbursed and it's free, drugs have been free. So we know exactly how people have used drugs. So you can, for example, do this kind of register research and take, for example, statins and look at that what kind of genomics and what type of clinical records people have had.
The other thing, when I was there, I noticed you've got all these mobile engineers that are coming out of Nokia, for example. It seems to be a lot of those, that talent pool, either on the engineering side, but also from academia, or the research side, clinical side, are now focusing on health and healthcare. Is that a big trend that you're noticing?
That's true. That's true. Exactly. So we have this Nokia cluster, as we called, and this kind of mobile technology experts, a huge lot of that people, and they are looking at these trends and looking these digital health applications and would like to do something that side to improve this kind of quality of care.
So where are the main sort of innovation hubs within Finland?
Within Finland, okay, they are, of course, near this university. We have this kind of five university hospitals in, you know, Helsinki and Turku and Tampere and Oulu and Kuopio. So I would say this kind of this kind of research is done there, and we have a lot of this kind of test bed up, this kind of test beds for digital health.
So it's really started out of the universities. And is it growing beyond that to commercialize at this point?
Yes, we are working for in that direction, that it would be easier to this commercialize this research work and doing this kind of how to improve that process. We are doing a lot of efforts on that side.
Well, one of the things we're excited about is the opportunity to bring Startup Health to Finland.
That's
and
right.
I think it's a really important opportunity for us, but also the ecosystem. What are your thoughts on that, and why do you think it's important for our organization to be coming to Finland, and how we're sort of linking, bridging the gaps between the different markets?
Yes, what Finland is looking for our cooperation is that you will make our innovations and research and startup well known worldwide, and also this kind of creating this kind of cooperation and opportunities between the company, matchmaking companies. So we have in a research side we have this kind of this genomic side, but also. Also, this kind of doing this kind of, for example, this kind of preventive health, this kind of pilots nationwide. So we have 5 million people. It's easier to do that kind of pilots, for example, in Finland. Another one is innovations and open innovation, and we have that kind of clusters like game industry.
Right, with Supercell and
Supercell, and we are hoping that. We are able to create this kind of wellness applications and preventive applications from that ecosystem too.
Yeah, I think there's this great opportunity to, if you have all this wonderful innovation there, but to extend it and really bring it to other markets. I think there's going to be a lot of interest from industry and investors here in the U.S. to get access to that type of innovation. What are you most excited about? I met probably 20 companies that you introduced me to last night here at Health2O, all from Finland. What are some examples of types of innovation that's exciting you or that you think is coming out of Finland today?
Yes, of course, this big data. We all know that from that sector, we have a lot of this kind of startup on there. But besides that, I think also in detection of diseases, that we have, for example, quite impressive screening this kind of nationwide screening and for example this kind of using this this kind of ultrasound in osteoporosis screening
for
example,
monitoring.
And then of course in this kind of wellness and prevention side. But maybe also this kind of self-care and this kind of wearables, where we have, for example, GE Healthcare as an example when they are bringing this kind of all these vital signals monitoring to the small this kind of sensors or devices.
Right, and we're very excited because we're actually going to be part of the health village there at near GE in Helsinki.
Yes.
And it's really amazing. I've noticed there's several areas throughout Helsinki and really throughout Finland where these startup ecosystems are emerging. Maybe talk about some of the main ones that have been developing.
Yes, we have this GE, the Health Innovation Village. We are very proud of that GE selected Helsinki to set up first innovation village there. But we also have this kind of the health spa.
Yeah.
Health spa and startup sauna. Sauna.
I first thought I was going to a sauna or a spa, and then it was a very cool startup ecosystem there.
That's right. Those are the kind of biggest ones in Helsinki, but also in Oulu we have a extremely good ecosystem there and
So is one of your goals to also use Finland as, or leverage Finland as a place to bring innovators to come there?
Yes.
And use it as almost a testing ground for new innovation?
Yes, as you know, that we have already Slush, which is one very good brand in this
startup.
And
that's for people that don't know, that's like a huge industry organization similar to South by Southwest here in the U.S.
Okay.
But very impressive. It's in November, right?
It is in November. It is the darkest time in Finland because we are quite north Europe. But we have all the lasers. They have hired all the lasers, and there's a light for
It's a big party.
It is a big party. Also.
And so from your perspective, just looking out maybe 5 or 10 years from now, how do you define success? What would you love to see, not just with our partnership, but for Finland overall and the innovation ecosystem overall? What would be a big win?
Yes, I think what is our this kind of objectives or aims with working together with you is that we are hoping that our startup would be at the same level as your startups so they would be this kind of US market ready as quickly and as because right now it takes quite a lot of time for them. Well, let's put it in that way that they are at the same level as a US startup. So I would say that is this kind of short term this kind of biggest diamond.
And do you have any words of wisdom or advice for entrepreneurs today that are in Finland? And you spend a lot of time here in the U.S. market, for example. What would your advice to those startups be to really get going and take those first steps to coming and commercializing in other regions?
I think it would be very important to find a partner, right partner, to do the work together. And I'm hoping that the best ones will find you as one of the partners. But we are in Europe and in this different market over here. So you have to be here. You have to be present here in U.S. if you are going to succeed over here.
And I know one of the things you're personally passionate about is a focus on prevention and innovation going on in those areas. Is that something that you're seeing a lot of focus on in terms of what startups are doing at the early stage, either new technologies or new solutions coming out of Finland?
Yes, I think the prevention is actually quite a big challenge for all of us, and I think it will be, I don't know, 80% of all this kind of impacts we are able to make for making you healthy. It's not only this healthcare stuff, but also this kind of nutrition and lifestyle. And I would say this kind of food is very, very important, and that is one of these kind of challenges: how to guide people to eat more healthier, and how to change your habits. That is extremely difficult. It's even more difficult than this kind of monitoring your heart pulse or something like that. So,
wonderful. So just to finish up here, what would you love for investors to know about the opportunity in Finland? You know, I was very inspired by many of the things I saw there, and really see it as a hotbed of innovation, quite honestly. And for a lot of different reasons, seems like a perfect ecosystem to test and experiment. And if it can work there, bring these solutions to other parts of the world. What would you like investors to know about Finland and what's going on?
Yes, one thing what I would like to add is that our government is also backing quite heavily these startups, and we have this kind of national funding agency, and they you are able to grant loans and other benefits from their funding from there. So if if you decide to invest in Finland, I think we are able to this kind of invest also in this kind of national, this kind of government
money. So it's almost a partnership.
It is a partnership also, yeah.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you for being here. We're looking forward to being in Finland and lots of good things to come. So thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, and we'll see you next week.